This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters' trial over allegations that she breached voting machine security has been delayed again. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
Tina Peters is facing 10 state charges, including identity theft and election tampering, over her efforts to try to prove that the county's Dominion voting machines manipulated results. State audits and hand counts have found no fraud with the machines or vote tampering. Jury selection was scheduled to begin this week, but on Tuesday, Peters fired her attorneys, leading the judge to set a new trial date in late July. Peters' trial has already been delayed multiple times. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Reports of a widespread trend of parents not vaccinating their children don't reflect reality, according to two CU Anschutz doctors. CPR's John Daly explains.
Headlines saying vaccine resistance is rising sharply are wrong, they argue. That since data show the vast majority of U.S. parents continue to decide to have their children vaccinated. Here's one of the authors, Dr. David Higgins.
There is a small percent of parents that have significant resistance to vaccines, but it remains a small percent. The overwhelming majority of parents are still confident about vaccines.
The doctors support efforts to increase trust in and full access to vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A man from Florida died while skiing at Breckenridge last week. He was 52, pronounced dead at a first aid room on the mountain. This is CPR News.